somebody gets shot, the place where the bullet went in, you'd say is a...
is a bullet hole.
Uh-huh. Or you might use a more general term, he's got a nasty looking...
wound there.
Uh-huh. And on a horse, when he scratches himself on the barbed wire and the wound doesn't heal...
Well, you've got to doctor that with something or other, you know, get infection in it.
Uh-huh. You ever use burnt alum on...
Oh, yes. The burnt out, they call it proud flush, get in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, use burnt alum.
Does that do the job?
Yes. I've had lots of experience about wire cuts on mules and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of experience. Because that's all we had, you know, back 25, 30 years ago, was just mules and horses,
uh-huh.
You know, see? Didn't have no tractors at all.
I imagine barbed wire at first was pretty bad.
Oh, yes.
True, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. The stock wasn't used to it, and I can remember when we first went to using barbed wire, and the first thing you know, they'd run into it, you know. But where stock was raised up to it, it mm-hmm. wasn't near so bad, you know.
Good. How long did it take them to get used to it?
Oh, not too long. Probably run into it a little and scratch yourself up a little, and then they know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They'll back up from it then.
This man whose funeral you attended, I don't like to bring up unpleasant memories, but if you didn't know the cause of death and you asked a friend about it, what would you ask him?
I'd ask him what was wrong with this old gentleman that caused him to die.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'd know, maybe he wouldn't. Probability is that he would know.
Would you ever start, can you tell me what he...
What's that?
Would you ever ask it this way, can you tell me what he...
died, what caused his death, or something of that
uh-huh.
kind? Yes, sometimes you'd ask that. You might say, I wonder what was the matter with the old gentleman that caused his death so soon, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd say a stroke,
mm-hmm.
or something, heart trouble or something. We had a man buried right out here at our little outfit the other day, little town. Started to milk his cow. Yeah, 53 years old.
That's supposed to be business.
Heart trouble, you know.
Men in town who suffer that way. It's certainly not soft living that got him on the farm.
No.
What is the body put in at a funeral?
Casket.
Uh-huh. And then when the widow goes around in black, you say she's...
supposed to be mourning, you know, say.
And if she's concerned about the future and someone wishes to cheer her up, you might say, it'll be all right, just don't...
Yes, well, you call that kind of pacifying one,
yeah.
Little or something to that effect, or talk to them a little, you know, and sympathize with them, you might say.
You're right.
I'm going to move just a little right over here. It'll be just as good. The sun's coming through. This will be better. A lot better. Yeah.
And would you tell her not to do anything?
Tell her not to grieve about it, because it might, her husband probably better off than she is, or something
uh-huh.
to that effect, and could be possible, you know.
A lot of times I think that's
true.
Right.
It sure could be possible.
The person who dies is the one who's lucky.
And the way it is, I tell you, the main thing is a fella should be ready to die at all times, and then there's a hereafter now. I don't know, that veil hadn't been slipped back, so you and I can really see and tell what it is.
Would certainly be an awful world if there were.
You know, it wouldn't be at all for you to know your future. Right ahead of you or your death, you'd be in a miserable shape, and I would too. It's better we don't know it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yes. But now, listen, what I'm trying to tell you, that veil has never been pulled back enough to know exactly what is beyond here, but there's something.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no doubt in my mind about it, but there is a doubt in this what it is.
Well, if...